Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
If you're going to retire or you're in your retirement or thinking about retirement, seeking financial advice is one of the most important decisions you will undertake. Many people never learn its importance until they have already made a mistake. Financial planner James Parame of Bedrock Financial Services is on the line to give us some pointers on how to move towards retirement. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Okay. In our past discussion, you mentioned a couple of things which are very profitable for people who are looking at retirement or already on retirement. The first one is taking advice from friends and family. What can you say about that?
It's really funny. And I remember when we first spoke about that, I said that, look, my mother would say to me, look, James, you know what? I spoke to your tita and she said I should be doing this with my super. And I've always thought, Mum, you know, don't receive advice from friends or family or someone who's done it before. That is not necessarily the best thing. I understand in the community they like to do that. And it's good to talk to your friends and family about what's worked for them or what hasn't. But I guess when it comes to crunch time and it comes to enacting and actioning something, I think it's best to talk to the professionals first and make sure that whatever's been explained to you is actually correct.
Yeah, just like having a medical problem and you talk to the albulario.
Yeah, that's right.
Not getting any proper medical advice.
That's right. Or they do this Filipino elot or something for something completely different.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned that in the long term, if you make a mistake, it can cost you thousands of dollars.
Well, that's right. All right. When you get to retirement, I think even prior to retirement, clients and people need to understand that retirement is not just a day in the sand and from this point onwards, that's it. You know what I mean? Once you've retired, and I'll talk about the super balance there, but once you're retired, it's not, hey, that super balance, which up until that point was make-believe money, and now you're 65 and you can withdraw that full balance. I think that people need to understand that once you are retired, that money should still remain invested.
That's right.
And it should continue working for you for the long term. It's not, I'm 65 now, I'm going to withdraw all this money and put it in a bank account. Because that is not necessarily a great idea as well.
Yeah, that's the second mistake many people make, withdrawing your whole allowance at the age of 65.
Well, that's right. So superannuation is a very cheap tax structure. It was invented by the government to make sure that many Australians can at least supplement their own retirement. Now, ideally, your superannuation savings were so big that you didn't need any assistance from the government. But for most people, they will be supplemented. You'll rely on some of your super, and then the government will also give you some money via the age pension. For most people, that's what's going to happen. Now, what a lot of people do is they get to retirement, and they've got this super money, and they go, I'm going to withdraw all this one and put it in a bank account because at least I can access it. Now, that's a very common mistake, because once you're 65, that money is easy to access, okay? And the real benefit behind superannuation is once you're 65 and you've retired, superannuation is tax-free.
Can you withdraw your money if you're age 66 or 67, the money in superannuation?
Okay, what you're referring to there is what's called how to access your super. The word just gave me here in terms of being able to access your super. Now, the common answer would be you're 60 and you retire, then you can access your super. So anyone 60 and above and you retire, you can access your super. Previously, those at 55 could access super, but as years have passed, the age has slowly crept up to 60. So let's just say blanket rule, you're 60 years old and retire, you can begin withdrawing your super.
Without paying tax.
Without paying tax, correct, at age 60.
Yeah, that's
if you get to 65, regardless if you're working or not, you can now begin accessing your super as well. So that's the distinction there. 60, you must retire before you can access your super. At 65, you can continue working and you now have access to your super as well. Okay. Then the other way to access super, and it's actually a lot of people may have taken advantage of this recently due to these COVID rules, is financial hardship.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you are struggling and you cannot afford to pay certain bills, then you can apply to your super fund and your super fund can release money to you in extenuating circumstances. And the government has recently made that much easier by allowing people to take $10,000 from their super due to the COVID pandemic we have at the moment. So that's another way to access super. It's through financial hardship. Then the other way is death, which is a really boring way to say, but if you pass away, then that money in your super account is still your money, and it has to be paid to your surviving family. And this is why superannuation funds need to have beneficiaries, because if you pass away, that money needs to be given to your beneficiary.
What about this rumor that I hear that when you withdraw your 10,000, as the government allows you, you're actually losing something in the years to come or something?
Well, that's true. That's correct. I mean, superannuation is money for your retirement. That's the number one rule for superannuation, okay? And the government has obviously allowed people to dip into their super if they're financially struggling. Now, what's happened is that process was very easy, that people who weren't struggling could just tick a box and all of a sudden they received that $10,000. So that's another argument of itself. Whether or not that was the right thing to do, people have done it or people haven't done it. Mm. What people need to be aware of, though, is that especially if your superannuation is going to be invested for 10, 20, 30 years from now, depending on the age of the person, $10,000 now could mean $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in the future.
Is that right?
Due to compounding growth over many years, that's correct.
Ah.
Mm. All right, so what's happened there mostly is that, especially earlier on in the year in February, people withdrew $10,000 when the market went backwards. That is actually the worst time to withdraw money.
Yeah.
So people, I'm still talking to people now where they said, oh, my super's lost money. And I go, okay, well, that's when you invest in the market, this will happen. The best tool we have is time. If you can wait, it will recover. And for most people, since March, when it was at its lowest, we're August now, it has mostly recovered. Okay, so those people who withdrew when it dropped 20 or 30% didn't withdraw $10,000. They withdrew maybe $15,000, $16,000 as a result of that drop. Am I making sense there? So withdrawing money in times when it's going backwards is not necessarily the best time to do it.
Mm, because in the end, you're losing a lot.
Correct, yes, correct. I mean, it is still your money, and if people genuinely need it, I understand, please withdraw the money, but be aware that that money that you've taken should have otherwise been invested for many years, and that number could be much, much bigger at retirement. Stagnated, and won't have reached its potential.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. James, any other tip you can pass on to people who are either retired or retiring?
I think those who are getting close to retirement need to kind of stop and think and do a bit of a budget. Now, budget is a bit of a dirty word, because I'm not saying, look, once you're retired, you can't go on your annual trip back home to the Philippines to see family, or you know, you cannot spend money on your grandchildren and things like that. I think people just need to be aware that once they get to, prior to retirement, they need to stop and think, well, how much money do I need to live off? Mm. What is that number? And I think that is the first step most people need to be aware of, all right? And then once you know how much you need to live off, then we can work forward and say, well, how much return does my superannuation need and how long will everything last? Mm. Okay, but I think the first question there is, look, really, ask yourself, how much do I need?
After, let's say, 65, et cetera.
That's right. Look, hopefully for most people, by the time they're 65, they should be debt-free or have an arrangement where they're living and paying very little cost in terms of living. So
right.
If that's the case, then the money you're living off at that point is just spending money.
Yeah.
Okay. There shouldn't be that. I think when most people stop working, they have this idea that they're going to keep spending money. It naturally will slow down.
Yeah.
All right. And I think we need to know what that figure is, and then you can really tell, really, what happens with your super and how long will everything last.
Some of my friends have advised me that one of the better ways to live in retirement is not to have a big chunk of the pension you're getting into something huge. Like, if you don't own your residence, you're liable to pay rent or pay the mortgage, and that will cripple you because your pension is not really all that much.
That's correct. So the age pension is a fixed amount. Now, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but for a husband and wife, if you're both retired and you're eligible for the full pension, it's something like $38,000 or $39,000 combined.
Yeah.
Individual will receive, I think, about $19,000 a year or something. Mm. So, look, if you own the roof over your head, if the government is going to give you husband and wife almost $40,000 a year, I think for most people that's okay.
Yeah, true.
The issue will be that if you get to retirement and you don't own the roof over your head, or you're still renting and things like that, retirement may be a little bit difficult. So I think, going back to your other question there about what's really important, yes, stop and think about what costs you have in retirement, but really ask yourself, look, do I own the roof over my head?
We're speaking with James Parame from Bedrock Financing Services. Any other tip that you want to give us?
No, I think that's it. I mean, look, I probably should have started with this at the beginning, but everything we spoke about today, and I said this to everyone out there, this is not advice, okay? And that, look, if you wanted advice and needed specific advice, please feel free to reach out to your preferred financial advisor. Or, look, I am more than happy to take these.
Yeah, let's begin with that. The name is James Parame, P-A-R-A-M-E. He's Filipino in blood and an Australian by culture. What's your telephone number, James?
My number is 0402-312-585.
Yeah, all right, so you heard it. It's 0402-312-585. Give James a call if you are one of those that we were addressing in this talk. Thank you very much, James.
Okay, thank you.
Again, okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Louis. Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.